And so the whole purpose behind this presentation today is to get you to thinking about what happens once your client actually drills a producing well. And we're not talking about royalties here because as I sat through the royalty presentations, I went, gee, where does that begin to attach? But in any event, we're going to talk about what comes out of the well and how it's going to get to a place where a consumer can actually use it. My lawyers made me do this. Basically, what this slide says is, this is Kathleen's presentation. It's not BP's presentation. If you don't like what it says, if you think that it's wrong, it's my fault, it's not theirs. So we have oil wells and we have gas wells. On the left-hand side of this slide, in the yellow bubble, you have your natural gas well for the United States. The EIA, the Energy Information Administration, which is part of the DOE, tells us that in 2015, on average, we had 74 BCF a day of gas produced in the United States. That little green sliver that you see is natural gas liquids that come out of the natural gas stream. On the right-hand side, you'll see crude oil production. Once again, the EIA tells us that last year, on average, we had 19 million barrels a day. You'll be able to get these slides online if you care. The biggest part of crude oil obviously goes to gasoline coming out of a refinery. Once again, you have that little green sliver, which is natural gas liquids. Why do we care about natural gas liquids? Well, that's the exciting stuff that in many instances comes out of these wells. This is the stuff that makes that plastic water bottle that you like to carry around, the tennis shoes that you wear. The peanuts that go into packing the box that comes to you from Amazon. All the other things that are produced out of the petroleum stream generally come out of that natural gas liquid stream. As you'll see down at the bottom, the circle down at the bottom is natural gas liquids. That's about 4 million barrels a day, and it appears that